I'm Mick Kerr. This is Farm Talk in the North Dakota Corn Growers Studio. Well, you go to your social media and most often you're either getting a giggle or it makes you angry. Very seldom does your Twitter feed bring you to tears, but that's what happened to me yesterday when my Twitter link sent me to the Inforum story on the scholarship that Desmond Cain, NDSU football transfer, you know, from Illinois, he is receiving in honor of the memory of Scott Miller, great broadcaster. And the people who've been working on raising funds for this scholarship are a couple of friends of mine, Phil Hansen and Daryl Richeson. So, doggone it, Daryl, I'm really proud of what you are doing.
Oh, I'm flattered that you would think that, Mick. As nice of you to want to talk to me. Matter of fact, I just got out of the dinner banquet for the honorees up at the Fargo Dome just about a half an hour ago. A lot of just fantastic student athletes there today. Unfortunately, Desmond had a test today, and apparently his professor thought that was more important than him coming to the banquet, so he wasn't able to sit at my table today. But I thought, well, good for the professor, make him work.
Yes, and you know, Desmond hasn't seen that much playing time, although he will, I know. But I understand Desmond Cain wants to be a broadcaster someday. He could be. You could have given him some great tips.
Oh, as you could have as well. Yeah, I never really thought of it that way. He would have been there today. But I did hear him, you know, that Scott Miller gave him goosebumps to it, and that's what he wanted to do, you know, someday in his career. And during the luncheon today, they actually had clips of the athletics, and, of course, there's some play-by-play announcements from Scott. And, of course, it gave me the goosebumps. And after the thing, I was talking to Matt Larson, the athletic director, and we were both commenting how true it was what Desmond had said, that Scott, every time you hear those calls, it always brings back those memories, but also goosebumps, just how good and talented that he actually was.
Yeah. And of course, Phil Hansen worked with Scott for a number of years. You worked mm-hmm. with Scott for a number of years. Was that the motivation for you and Phil to basically be the energy, the crystallization of, hey, we got to raise some money and make this scholarship happen?
I think in many ways, you know, Scott and I were not only coworkers, we were also, you know, very good friends as well. And I just, you know, when he passed away, I just thought, you know, what could I do to just, you know, keep his memory alive? And on this scholarship, because it's an endowment, you know, it's always run off the interest. And we raised enough money based on current rates, at least, of return, that his endowment will be, you know, at least close to $2,000 a year from this point forward. And, you know, considering what tuition is at NDSU, I mean, that's a good chunk of that. And so it was, I thought, a good way. And Phil was gracious enough to help me in the process, you know, because I could not have accomplished what we accomplished without Phil. He was so kind in this whole regard. And it was just fantastic. I cannot give him enough kudos in this process.
And, of course, you receive, you know, it's $2,000 annually at this point. It could grow, couldn't it?
Oh, yes. And the scholarship is always open, you know. So, you know, if people want to continue to give, I know I certainly will in the future. You know, that's money that's just more interest. And then, you know, it will just continue to grow forward because they never close these up. You know, there's always availability for more contributions.
Well, we encourage everybody to do that in the memory of my, oh my, Scott Miller, a great scholarship. And again, great work by you and Phil to raise $50,000. I understand half of it was from an anonymous donor.
Yes. You know, there's a little, Phil and I, when we were going through the process, you know, you just have to, what's your goal? You know, you have to get to a certain point. And, you know, and Phil was thinking, you know, if we could get close to 30, you know, that'd be about a $1,000 scholarship. That'd be really, really good. And I said, you know, I'd really like to get to 50, you know, and that would get us, you know, to a couple thousand dollars. And Phil goes, oh, that's going to be really, really tough. And I go, I know, but, you know, let's see what we can do. Hopefully we'll reach one of the two. And then, of course, when we found out about the $25,000 donation, which is so gracious, we don't know who it is, Phil goes, well, it looks like you're your goal got achieved by that one person, which I was very, very thankful for over that. So that's really was a lot about, you know, without that one donation, we still raised about the $30,000, which was Phil's original goal.
Right. Well, now, if there is anybody listening who wants to contribute, the official name of this scholarship is?
The Scott Miller Athletic Scholarship Endowment. It's the official, but really, if you just put, you know, Scott Miller, you know, they know where to give the money to.
All right. Who should we contact if we want to make a donation to that?
I think the easiest way is just really if you go website, it's ndsualumni.com. You know, a lot of times people want to put edu on that, but because right. they're not, you know, they're technically the foundation's not a part of the university. They work, you know, to raise money for them, but it's .com. So it's ndsualumni.com. There is a link there for donations, or if you want to make it faster, if you go to ndsualumni.com/contribute, it takes you to the page, and then really all you have to do is select other and put who is the other is Scott. Just put Scott Miller's name down, and they'll know which scholarship to put the money in.
All righty. Well, very few people listening to this show, this radio station, who have not experienced the chill up and down the spine, as Scott Miller has said, his famous words, his famous phrase. So hope we motivate a few folks to, you know, add to the scholarship fund. So
absolutely, I hope so as well.
And Daryl, so again, great work. Tip of the hat to you and Phil Hansen for doing what you're doing, and it's just all good. So good warm fuzzies on a nice warm day.
I was just outside a little while ago. Of course, typical of autumn, we always seem to get a breeze on these warm days. But my, speaking of my, oh my, what an incredibly nice autumn afternoon.
Yes.
Just amazing.
On the day after, we get a winter outlook from the National Climate Center. The Weather Service put out their winter outlook yesterday, and they weren't very friendly to North Dakota.
They weren't, but I always reminded people that, you know, their outlooks are probabilities rather than, say, a forecaster's. To me, there's a little bit of a difference in that. And I go, if you look at it, they had a 40% chance of colder than average because they base it on 33, 33, and 33, as you know, Mick, you know, normal, above normal, below normal, one of those three choices, 33, 33, 33. So this is 40. So I said, if you want to think positively, really what they're saying is there's a 40% chance it will either be average or above average.
Okay.
You could spin it that way if you wanted to.
Yeah, as opposed to my forecast, which have a 50% chance of being half right.
Do you have that trademark?
I think most meteorologists need to make that claim.
This is true.
Yeah.
But even though I was kidding with the 60, but not really kidding, because it is true, technically. You know, there's a 60% probability either way. I would really agree with the forecast. There's a lot of reasons to believe why this winter would be, you know, at least close to average. Temperatures are a little below. And as all of us know listening, if we even had an average winter this year, it would feel so tough because the last four, especially if you're in most of the Red River Valley, you know, last four winters have been phenomenally nice with very little snow.
Yeah.
You know, temperature-wise, nice. So even if we would go back to normal, it would feel so much colder because we just have kind of forgotten through the years, you know, what a tough winter is like. But, you know, if we end up a little bit below average, say, you know, that's going to make it even a tougher winter.
Yes. Well, we know it's going to be hot and dry in Las Vegas next summer. It's going to be cold and snowy in North Dakota, northern Minnesota this winter. It usually is, but like you said, if we even get close to normal or a little snowier than normal or colder than normal, it's going to feel tough. So I guess we just got to get ready and tough it out.
Very true.
All righty. Daryl Richeson, very Interim Director, North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network. I use your NDON stations every day, so I thank you for the work you do.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we're working on new improvements for even 2018. So looking forward, I just absolutely love the job and the challenge of making the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network one of the best mesonets in the country.
Yeah, and thank you for the inversion info you gave us this year was great, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Hey, have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon, Daryl.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mick.
You bet. Bye now.